This is the Best Of Daily Devotion series by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.
Ultimate joy comes from Christ dwelling within us. At Christ's second coming, we will fully realize this ultimate joy because He who dwells within us will fulfill His final purposes for us. We're in Philippians chapter 4 today, and we're going to pick it up in verse 5, where Paul, writing to this church in Philippi, says, "Let everyone see that you are unselfish and considerate in all you do. Remember that the Lord is coming soon." No, the King James Version renders the word gentleness as moderation or unselfish, considerate. These are words that Paul renders as moderation or gentleness. All these renderings are true, and they're all connected by the necessity of the filling of the Spirit of God. This verse speaks, as Paul has been throughout this chapter, about how our conduct is to be public and our faith shared in community. You know, it's easy to claim all sorts of various spiritual attributes, but what does our public life say? How do we actually interact with the world around us? How does it truly play out in our lives? Now, Paul here, he adds a warning. He speaks of changing our living and how our needs are when it comes to the day in which we live. Not tomorrow, not some future plan date. The return of Christ, you see, is near, and let's face it, life is so very short. So we're called herein to be gentle with one another. However, that doesn't mean we get to avoid hard conversation. Certainly not when such is called for, and it doesn't mean that we are to ignore sin or cease correction. That's not what being gentle means. It's not what we do really as much as how we do it. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 2 says, "With all lowliness and humility, with patience, bearing with one another in love." And Colossians 3:13 says, "Bearing with one another and forgiving each other if any man has a complaint against any, even as Christ forgave you, so you also do." 1 Thessalonians 2:7, "But we were gentle among you, like a nursing mother cherishes her own children." 2 Timothy 2, "The Lord's servant must not quarrel, but be gentle towards all, able to teach and patient in gentleness, correcting those who oppose him. Perhaps God may give them repentance, leading to a full knowledge of the truth." Titus 3, 2, "To speak evil of no one, not to be contentious, but to be gentle, showing all humility towards all men." And lastly, James 3, "But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceful, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality, without hypocrisy. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace." Paul tells us, "In nothing be anxious." In nothing be anxious. Verse 6 in our reading says, "Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God your needs and don't forget to thank Him for His answers. And if you do this, you'll experience God's peace, which is far more wonderful than the human mind can understand. His peace will keep your thoughts and your hearts quiet and at rest as you trust in Jesus Christ." Again, we read, "In nothing be anxious." Man, is that really possible? I guess only if one practices the rest of this verse, and that's take everything to the Lord in prayer. Because this verse now goes on to say that we are to do this with thanksgiving. You know, sadly, it seems that mankind can be, especially here in the West, very forgetful and quite unthankful. We think we somehow deserve what we don't have or what we didn't get, and when that happens, anxiety rules. In fact, many folks are going to live their whole lives in that mode. Perhaps some mission work in a developing country would clear their heads, because, man, it sure does that for me. And this not only speaks of how we get peace, but how we keep it. Certainly, on a human level, the believers in Philippi had plenty to worry about. I mean, they had to deal with severe persecution outside the church and discord amongst themselves in the church and false teachers lying to them, even the supply of the simple necessities of life like food and shelter. But you see, this was Paul's point in the whole of this letter. Unless we have a supernatural peace of God, we're going to be relegated to live the same as the world does at large. Anxiety and worry causes us to fear to act, withdrawal, hesitation, cowardice, depression, discouragement, a defeatist attitude, distrust, unbelief, quick unplanned action, unwise and harmful decisions, even physical sickness and emotional problems and spiritual backsliding. This is the cause of what happens when we do not have His peace.
That was a daily devotion by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.